Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, there was a grandma. She was kind of old, but she was strong because she always ate kale. She had little whiskers growing because she always ate kale. And she had a beautiful, sweet little granddaughter. And one night she said to her granddaughter, "Now, sweetie pie, when it's time to go to bed and I tuck you in and I turn off the light and it gets very dark in here and I close the squeaky door to your room, are you going to be scared?"
"Oh, no, not me, Granny."
"Good, you're such a good little patootie." So, Grandma turned off the light. You're all going to help like this. It got very dark. Shh, try that. Shh. And she closed that squeaky door. You ready? And the girl started to cry. Grandma ran back in the room. She said, "You know I love you more than life itself, but you're driving me crazy." Now, I know none of you have ever heard that from your parents, but we're all going to say it together. Ready?
You're driving me crazy.
I have an idea. I think you're going to like it because I know you love animals. How would you like it if I put a sweet, furry little mouse in the bed with you? Come here, mousy, mousy. Oh, little mousy. Won't he make you feel better? Are you going to be scared tonight?
Oh, no, not me.
Oh, I'm so glad. Grandma turned out the light. It got very dark. She closed the door. And then saw that girl. She started to cry again. And the mouse was squeaking.
Squeak, squeak, squeak.
Grandma ran back in the room and she said, "I've got to tell you. You're driving me crazy." I have to think about this. There's got to be a solution. I know. Tonight, I'll put a soft kitty in the bed with you. You like kitties, don't you, sweetheart?
I love kitties.
Oh, good. That'll make you feel much better. So, that night, she put a soft little kitty in the bed, and the kitty actually liked mice, so it worked out quite well. With that soft little mouse and that sweet little kitty, are you going to feel better? You're not going to be scared tonight, are you?
No way.
Good, because, you know, I'm starting to get big bags under my eyes. I really need to get some sleep. So Grandma clicked off the light. It got very dark. She closed the door. And that girl started to cry. And the mouse squeaked. And the cat. Oh, no. Grandma ran back in the room. She said, "You're driving me crazy. I'm going to lose my marbles. I have an idea. I know you're going to like this. Tonight, I'll put a great big snake in the bed with you. Don't you like snakes? A little bit? Good, good. Because this is a really friendly cobra. And, you know, it'll take good care of you. Cobra, don't eat mouse. Mouse, don't worry about cat. They're all in the bed with you. Tonight, when I turn off the light and it gets dark and I close that door, are you going to be scared?"
"Oh, no, not me, Granny."
Do you believe her? We'll see. Turned off the light. Got very dark. Shh. She closed that door. Little girl started to cry again. And the mouse and the cat and the snake was kissing. Oh, grandmother ran back in the room and said, "You're driving me crazy. This can't go on. I'm getting the heebie-jeebies. I have an idea. This has got to work. Tonight, you know what I'm going to do, sweetheart? I'm going to put a great big stinky pig in the bed with you. He'll take care of you. You'll be so busy with the stink, you won't even be scared. You won't be scared, right?
Oh, no, not me.
Oh, you know, I have to tell you, it's a good thing it's a king-size bed. Because we have the mouse, the cat, the snake, and this gigantic stinky pig. So it's time to go to bed, my little cookie. She clicked off the light. She closed the door. Little girl started to cry.
And the mouse,
and the cat, and the snake, and the pig. Oh, my goodness. Grandmother ran back to the room. She said, "You're driving me crazy. I'm going to go bananas. This is it. After this, I give up. I'm sure this is going to work. You're going to love this one, honey pie. Tonight, I'm going to put a great big T-Rex in the bed with you. He's such a nice T-Rex. Oh, yes. Coochie. Yes. It's okay. He's going to take care of you. Yeah, you're not going to be scared, right?
No.
Good. What do you think? We'll see. Turned off the light. Shh. Close the door. She started to cry. And the mouse and the cat and the snake and the pig and the T-Rex started crying. Oh, my goodness. And the T-Rex was so gigantic that the walls started to fall down. The girl fell out of the bed. The animals started to fly around. Oh, it was such a mess that they had to move to a new house. And guess what? In the new house, there was no squeaky door.
Oh, yay.
And they lived happily ever after.
Woo-hoo!